तलोद्धरणाय बिभ्रत्, क्रौडीं तनुं सकलयज्ञमयीम् अनन्तः, अन्तर्महार्णव उपागतमादिदैत्यम्, तं दंश्रयात्रिमिव वज्रधरो ददार। ब्रह्म उवाच, यत्रोद्ययश्चित्तलो धरणाय बिभ्रत्, क्रौडीं तनुं सकलयज्ञमयीमनन्तः, अन्तर्महार्णव उपागतमादिदैत्यम्, तं दंश्रयाद्रिमिव वज्रधरो ददार। ब्रह्म उवाच, यत्रोद्यतश्रुतितलोद्धरणाय बिभ्रत्, क्रौडीं तनुं सकलयज्ञमयीमनन्तः, अन्तर्महार्णव उपागतमादिदैत्यम्, तं दंश्रयाद्रिमिव वज्रधरो ददार। यत्रोद्यतश्रितितलोद्धरणाय बिभ्रत्, क्रौडीं तनुं सकलयज्ञमयीमनन्तः, अन्तर्महार्णव उपागतमादिदैत्यम्, तं दंश्रयाद्रिमिव वज्रधरो ददार। ब्रह्म उवाच, यत्रोद्यतश्चितितलोद्धरणाय बिभ्रत्, क्रौडीं तनुं सकलयज्ञमयीमनन्तः, अन्तर्महार्णव उपागतमादिदैत्यम्, तं दंश्रयाद्रिमिव वज्रधरो ददार। मतजी, ब्रह्मा उवाच, लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेड, यत्र एट दैट टाइम व्हेन उद्यतः अटेम्प्टेड क्षितितल द प्लैनेट अर्थ उद्धरणाय फॉर द मैटर ऑफ लिफ्टिंग बिभ्रत अज्यूम्ड क्रौडीम पास्ट टाइम्स तनुम फॉर्म सकल total yagyamayim all inclusive sacrifices anantah the unlimited antar within the universe maharnave the great garbha ocean upagatam having arrived at adi the first daityam demon tam him damshraya by the tusk अद्रीम the flying mountains, Iva like Vajradharaha, the controller of the thunderbolts, Dadara pierced. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Lord Brahma said, when the unlimitedly powerful Lord assumed the form of a boar as a pastime, just to live the earth, planet earth, which was drowned in the great ocean of the universe, called the Garbhodak, the first demon Hiranyaksha appeared, and the Lord pierced him with his tusk. Purport. Since the beginning of the creation, demons and demigods, or the Vaishnavas, are always the two classes of living entities to dominate the planets of the universes. Lord Brahma is the first demigod and Hiranyaksha is the first demon in the universe. Only under certain conditions do the planets float as weightless balls in the air. And as soon as these conditions are disturbed, the planets may fall in the Garbhodak ocean, which covers half the universe. The other half is the spherical dome within which the innumerable planetary systems exist. The floating of the planets in the weightless air is due to the inner constitution of the globes and the modernized drilling of the earth to exploit oil from within is a sort of disturbance by the modern demons and can result in a greatly harmful reaction to the floating conditions of the earth. A similar disturbance was created formerly by demons headed by Hiranyaksha, the great exploiter of the gold rush, and the earth was detached from its weightless condition, fell down into the Garbhodak ocean. The Lord, as the maintainer of the whole creation of material world, therefore assumed gigantic form of a boar with a proportionate snout and picked up the earth from within the water of Garbhodak. Sri Jayadev Goswami, the great Vaishnava poet, sang as follows. Vashati Dishana Shikare Dharani Tavalagna Shashini Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare. O Keshava, O Supreme Lord, who have assumed the form of a boar, O Lord, the planet Earth rested on your tusks, and it appeared like the moon engraved with spots. Such is the symptom of an incarnation of the Lord. The incarnation of the Lord is not the concocted idea of the fanciful men who create an incarnation out of imagination. The incarnation of the Lord appears under certain extraordinary circumstances like the above mentioned occasion. And the incarnation performs a task which is not even imaginable by the tiny brain of the mankind. The modern creators of the many cheap incarnations may take note of the factual incarnation of God as the gigantic boar with a suitable snout to carry the planet Earth. When the Lord appeared to pick up the Earth, the demon of the name Hiranyaksha tried to create a disturbance in the methodical functions of the Lord, and therefore he was killed by being pierced by the Lord's tusk. According to Sri Jiva Goswami, the demon Hiranyaksha was killed by the hand of the Lord. Therefore, his version is that after being killed by the hand of the Lord, the demon was pierced by the tusk. Shri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur confirms this version. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyadeshitarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2nd, Chapter 7. We are discussing the first verse today. Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. Then the last chapter, last verse was very beautiful. Pradhanyatoya Risha Amananti Leela Avataran Purushasya Bhumnaha Apiyatam Karna Kashaya Shoshan Anukramishye Yaiman Supeshan. So in that, the four qualities of the Leela Avatar Katha were described. They are Karna Kashaya Shoshan. They counteract all the foul matters accumulated in the ear. Risha Amananti, they are worshipped by the great sages. Supeshan, they are very pleasing to hear. And Apiyatam, they are meant to be relished. So all these wonderful pastimes which Brahmaji will be describing now, all the Leela Avatar, because Brahmaji said, he is telling to Narad Muni that you have asked about the creation pastimes and I have described in detail in three chapters about the creation. Now I will describe something which is dear to my heart. That is the Leela Avatar Katha. And that is what he is going to describe now. Purusha Avatar Katha is instructive. Leela Avatar Katha is meant to be relished. And there are so many wonderful, sweet pastimes mentioned in Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit. One time there were devotees in Vrindavan and there was one shop, sweet shop in Vrindavan. And this sweet shop owner, he would offer first set of sweets to the Lord and then he would distribute freely to all the people, whoever would come. So all the devotees in Krishna Balaram temple, they knew after Bhagavatam class where they had to go. So every day they would go and they would eat all this barfi, sandesh, rasgulla, rasmalai. And one day as they were eating, their hands were full, their mouth was full with sweets. They saw Srila Prabhupada coming in car from the front. And they didn't know what to do. We cannot put rasgulla in the pocket. You know. So they were just waiting to see what will happen. And devotees were scared because they were thinking what Prabhupada will say. We are eating outside. So then the car passed by. Didn't stop. And devotees were relaxed. Bach gaye, you know. Car moved little ahead and stopped. And then came back. And then Prabhupada rolled down the window. And then he said, oh, Bengali sweets, essential for life. And everybody said, Jai Prabhupada. So after a few months, there was book distribution marathon in December and Prabhupada was also there distributing with devotees for some time. So one devotee was there in Vrindavan, he thought Prabhupada likes Bengali sweets. So there was a Bengali shop nearby and he brought rasgulla, rasmalai and he offered to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he picked up Chaitanya Charitamrita and he said, this is the best Bengali sweet. Yeah. So that's all for all the devotees. Leela Avatar Katha is very relishing. The pastimes which are described in various wonderful scriptures, they are very, very pleasing to hear. So therefore all the acharyas, they plead, always tell us, please hear, please don't waste time in hearing all the other katha, which is like kukatha. Aascharyam etadehi manushya loke sudham parityajya vishampi banti. Namani Narayana Gocharani Tyatyanya Vacha Kuhaka Patanti. Oh, it is so very astonishing, Kulakshekhar Maharaj is telling. People, they are giving up nectar and they are drinking poison. All the katha of this world is kukatha. As one time one very senior devotee was speaking in the class and he was telling that, you know, in the news they say, ye tha samachar aaj tak, intijar kariye kal tak. So what is this? All this samachar, it is all garbage. And they should say, ye tha kachra aaj tak, intijar kariye kal tak. You know? What they are doing, accumulating all the garbage of the world and they are telling the same things. What is news? Old things happening to new people. That is news. So scriptures, they always tell that one should focus on Krishna Katha, and that's what Brahmaji is now doing. In this whole chapter, every verse he will be describing another various incarnations. And many times when we hear such Krishna Katha and the narration of the pastimes, sometimes devotees feel, I have so many problems in life. Can we get some practical tips how to solve and deal with the practical problems? Because all these are good, all these Krishna Katha is good, but I want some practical solutions also. However, Bhagavatam again and again describes that the most practical solution begins by absorbing ourselves in Krishna Katha. It begins from there. Of course, we have to do the needful, but it begins from there. How it will help us? The more we absorb ourselves in Krishna Katha, the more we connect to the Lord will inspire us. He'll direct us how to solve the problems of the world. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam. So Krishna, he gives intelligence how to solve the problems, how to deal with the world. And that is how Brahmaji has done so far. So far, Brahmaji has himself described that how he was in a situation where he didn't know what to do. He heard tapa, tapa. He put faith in that words. He did tapasya and Lord appeared. So as a practicing sadhaka, the most important asset we have is faith in the Lord, faith in the devotees of the Lord. One time during a morning walk, Prabhupada was there with some devotees and there was one person, Akshayananda Swami, one devotee. And he asked for a shastric verification for our standards of chanting japa. You know. So he was asking, Prabhupada, when you tell us to chant 16 rounds, we accept that figure with faith. But when we tell others, how to convince them that you have to chant 16 rounds? Because people say, kahan likha hai Bhagavad Gita mein 16 mala. So Prabhupada said, there is no reference. It is said, sankhya purvak, you must fix up. So, I have fixed 16 rounds because you cannot do more chanting. He was talking about the people at that time. They were new devotees. So, that's how when scriptures, they say something and we cannot conceive of why this is happening. When the devotee says something, we should just accept with faith. As it is said, Acharyam padam adatte, padam shishyam swamedhaya, sah brahmacharibhya padam padakkalakramenacha. When you hear something from a teacher, only 1/4 is understood. Then next 1/4 is understood when the student goes back and reads. Pada shishyam swamedhaya. Then third 1/4 is understood when Brahmachar sah brahmacharibhya, when they discuss among each other. And the last 1/4 will be understood in due course of time. Kala kramenacha. So there are some things which we'll be understanding now, some things we'll not be able to understand now. We should accept them with faith. In due course of time, we will understand. Brahmaji put faith. He put faith in the words of Lord he heard. And when the Lord appeared, he said, oh Brahmaji, when you heard the word tapa, tapa, you know who spoke? I spoke. Who gave you faith to believe in those words? I gave. Who gave you strength to do tapasya? I gave. And now I have appeared and you are offering me prayers. Who is giving you intelligence to offer prayers? I am giving. Mat chakarthang mat stotram mat katha abhyudayankitam. Yadava tapasite nishtha saesha mad anugraha. It is all my mercy. So that is what Lord is himself telling. And Brahmaji, he has shown by his personal example how to put faith and how to absorb himself oneself in Harikatha. So in this verse, Brahmaji is describing the avatar of Varahadev. There are two avatars Varahadev takes. In Shweta, in Swayambhuva Manvantar Shweta Varaha, where he appeared from the nostrils of Brahmaji, just lifted earth from the Garbhoda Koshin. And in Chakshusha Manvantar, again he appeared as Neela Varaha or Rakta Varaha, and he lifted this entire Bhumandal and killed Hiranyaksha also. So in the third canto, it is described in great detail how Varahadev appeared and what are the various pastimes of Varahadev. So it is described that when Brahmaji, he created all these rishis, then he created Swayambhu Manu and Shatrupa, and he gave instructions that please procreate, because that is the instruction given to Brahmaji by the Lord. So Swayambhu Manu, he asks Brahmaji, well, I can procreate, but where should I put my progeny? Because the earth is not there. Ghar to dijiye. So, kahan rakhenge, you know. So Brahmaji, as he is thinking, yes, earth is not there because it is now in Garbhoda Koshin. So Brahmaji thought for long, and Brahmaji is thinking, in this situation I cannot do anything but to pray to the Lord. Let the Almighty Lord direct me. Prabhupada writes a very wonderful purport. He says, devotees of the Lord are sometimes perplexed, but they are never discouraged. When there is some service, some obstacles come, the devotees may get perplexed, but they are never discouraged. When we think ourselves as doers, then we get discouraged. I cannot do this. But when we accept the Lord as the controller, then we are not discouraged. We may get disturbed. One time, I was hearing class of Radhika Vallabhpru, and he was telling, there is a difference between faith of a new devotee and faith of a seasoned, mature devotee. The faith of a new devotee is like a wick, having lots of camphor of enthusiasm, but it is not soaked in ghee. The ghee of faith is not there. So it will, you know, burn for some time very, very strongly, but because the faith is not there, it will get extinguished in small time. But the faith of mature devotee is like ghee which is completely soaked, a wick which is completely soaked in ghee. So that is how we have to become, absorb ourselves in this faith, become more and more faithful in various conditions. Srila Prabhupada himself has shown by his example how he went through so many situations, but he was never discouraged. So when Brahmaji, as he is thinking, a small living entity appears from the nose of Brahmaji. And it was of the size of thumb tip. Only this much, thumb tip. And quickly it grew to the size of an elephant. So when Lord appears, he appears in a very small form. When he enters the life of a devotee, he enters in a very small way. And we don't even realize what Lord is going to do. Oh, please just come for one program. Just come for some prasad. Pas zyada nahi kuch. Only take prasad and come back. And we think, oh, it is very harmless looking entity. You know, it will not do anything. I'll just enjoy and come back. But no, Lord enters like a needle and comes out like a plow. Destroys our entire spiritual material life. So that's how Lord appeared. That's how Lord appeared as Matsya also. Small way. And then occupied the entire ocean. So the Lord is really working hard how to deliver a living entity. Maharaura vahite korile tomara uddhar kripara samudra krishna gambhira apar. Haridas Thakur is telling to Sanatana Goswami, Lord is so very merciful. He has delivered you from hellish situation, because the whole body of Sanatana Goswami was covered with wounds and pus filled, you know, boils were there. Prabhupada writes a very wonderful purport. He says, Lord is working very gravely to protect his devotees. We may not be aware how much Lord is working for us. He is working from inside as Paramatma. He is working from outside as Acharya. And Bhagavatam describes nobody can even understand and offer sufficient gratitude for whatever the Lord is doing for us. Naivopayantyapachitim kavayastavesha. Even if somebody is a great kavi, Brahma yushapi kritam ruddha mudam smarantaha. Even if one gets a life of Brahma, he cannot repay or express the gratitude. Naiva upayanti apachitim. Because the Lord is working from inside, antar and bahi. He is destroying all the sins of everyone. Acharya and Chaitya Vapusha. Srila Prabhupada is also very, he went to the western country as a small man. Nobody even knew. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Delhi, sitting in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, in Mathura, not in Delhi. And he was sitting with one more sannyasi. One person came and he wanted to meet some sadhu. And he went inside and he saw two old men sitting and they were taking prasad. So he didn't disturb them, he left. Prabhupada said, just see, all he saw was two old men sitting and taking prasad. He doesn't know the future of Lord Chaitanya's movements is in hands of one of them. So that was the conviction Prabhupada had. He always knew. Although he went as a small person with 40 rupees, but he had that firm faith in the words of his guru and the acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Brahmaji and all his sons, Marichi and all the other sages, Narada and all these personalities, they started speculating, who is this small entity, and it grew to a big size immediately. And as they were thinking and speculating, the Lord roared. He roared thrice. First time when he roared, all these sages and Brahmaji understood, yes, he is a Supreme Lord. He has come to deliver us. He has come to lift the earth. And they all start offering beautiful prayers. All the devatas of Janalok, the sages of Janalok, Tapalok, Satyalok, they all started offering beautiful prayers. Again the Lord roared. All the Brahmanas, they started offering prayers. Third time he roars. So three time, Varahadev, he roars. First, to confirm that he is Vishnu. Second time, he roars to enliven all the Brahmanas and the devotees. And third time, to acknowledge the prayers. So that's how the Lord is always working in so many ways. Whatever actions he does only for one purpose. To enliven and to give faith. These are the purposes of Lord's appearance. Lord's name, form, pastimes, they are only for this purpose, to give us faith. Yasya avatara guna karma vidambanani namani yesu vigame vivashagrananti tenaika janma shamalam sahasaiva hitva samyantya pavritamritam tammajam prapadye. In this beautiful verse, Brahmaji is offering prayers. Yasya avatara guna karma. They are all astonishing. Nobody can understand how Lord appears in such incarnation. Anybody chants the names of the Lord, vivasha, even unconsciously, even helplessly, at the time of death, what happens? Teneka janma shamalam. They get free from all the lifetimes of sinful activities. Samyanti apavritam. They attain the ultimate supreme abode of the Lord. So that's how the Lord works. And the Lord appears in so many wonderful forms. Prabhupada clarifies here. We should not think, how can Lord appear in such a, so, you know, apparently abominable form? Nobody likes a form of a pig. But the form of the Lord is transcendental. Whatever form devotee wants the Lord to appear, Lord appears in that form. One time Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he was giving a class, and one devotee asked, Maharaj, it is described in Bhagavatam that Krishna appears in all the species. So how to understand this? Then Maharaj, he quoted from Narsingh Puran. He says, in Narsingh Puran, there is a description that Krishna appears in the incarnation of a mosquito also. Oh, what does he do in that mosquito pastime? So he says, oh, that pastime is only for few minutes. He manifests as a mosquito, and the devatas take the form of the bees and buzz around him in circles, and then they all go back. The pastime is over. So he was saying that actually in all the species of life, Lord appears. Why? Just to attract that species to him. All the 84 lakh species, the Lord appears in that form. And why the Lord appears in some form, in some color? One time one devotee, one person, he asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, why is Krishna blue? Sometimes devotees, people ask such, you know, weird questions. And Prabhupada gives a very befitting reply. Because Prabhupada says, because he wants to be, you know. That's why he appears in a blue form. So then Brahmaji, he calls this avatar as Veda Vitana Murti. He is the personification of the Vedas. Why Varadev is called as personification of the Vedas? He clarifies in the purport. Vedas are the breath of the Lord. And this breath was inhaled by Brahmaji, the original student of the Vedas. So whatever is coming from the nose of Brahmaji is what he has inhaled already. So that's how the Vedas appear in the form of Varahadev. That's why he is called as Veda Vitana Murti. So then all the devotees, Brahmana, sages, they offer prayers to the Lord, and the Lord, he starts his activities. He has appeared to deliver the earth. He searches the earth just like the hog searches. How does the hog search? By smelling. So when the Lord performs a pastime, he performs very wonderfully. Nobody can even doubt he looks like pig, but is he Lord? That's how Brahmaji was also confused when he saw Krishna playing with all the cowherd boys and they were eating juta of each other, and Brahma is thinking he is Yajnabhuk and he is eating all the remnants. What is this? So that's how when the Lord performs an activity, he does it very perfectly. That's what Kunti Maharani says, Nato Natya Dharo Yatha. He is a wonderful dramatic actor. That's why Vidurji, Uddhavji is also telling that I am just amazed by seeing the wonderful pastimes and the activities of the Lord. Although he has nothing to do in this world, still he is working so hard. Although he from whom fear personified fears, he runs away out of fear of Jarasandha and takes shelter of an island in the middle of the ocean. Karmanyanihasya bhavo bhavasyate. He is unborn, still he takes birth. Durga Shrayothari Bhayat Palayanam. He takes shelter of a fort out of fear of Jarasandha. He is self-satisfied, but still he marries 16,000 queens. Kalatmanoyat Pramadayutashrama. Swatman Rate Khidyati Dhirvidami. Even great personalities are confused and bewildered. How he is working like this? Who is he? So Varadev, he roars and then he dives into the Garbhodak Ocean, and he locates the Bhumandal and he lifts the Bhumandal on the tusks. And then in sequence, Maitreya Muni describes Chakshusha Manvantara Varahadeva avatar also. In that avatar, Varahadev kills Hiranyaksha. So Vidurji, he is always very alert. He is not thinking, class khatam ho gaya, thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Mahaprasade Govinde bolenge, you know. He is inquiring, who is this Varahadev? Can you tell me more about the avatar of Varahadev? And then, Maitreya Muni starts the description of the story of the birth of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. He goes back in the history. The devotees of the Lord, they always take chance to glorify the Lord in detail. It comes in the same sequence when all the devatas are thinking when the Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu are in the womb of Diti. The entire universe gets covered with darkness by the power of these two embryos. They all go to Brahmaji and they tell, the entire universe is covered with darkness. Light chala gaya, generator chalu karna hai, you know. There is no one to help us. Please help. How this darkness has spread all over the world? So what is the reason? So Brahmaji had to tell a simple story of that these are the two sons of Diti. They are the Jai Vijay. But Brahmaji goes back and he starts describing the entire Vaikuntha. Brahmaji thought, okay, they have come for a material solution. I'll give them spiritual solution first. Sit and hear Bhagavatam first. Then I'll tell you what to do and how to solve the problem. So Varahadev, Maitreya Muni continues their description that as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they appeared. Hiranyaksha started traveling all over the universe and with a fighting spirit, he started challenging all the devatas. Devatas, they were very frightened. They knew that he is very powerful. They all fled away. Hiranyaksha, he entered the Garbhoda Koshin. He reached Vibhavari, the capital of Varuna, because he knew that Varuna Dev is very powerful. He has defeated all the devatas, all the demons in the past. So he reaches Vibhavari and he challenges Varuna Dev. Varuna Dev, he warns him, "You are so skilled and you think there is nobody to defeat you? Just wait for Lord Vishnu to appear. He will give you all satisfaction in the battle. You don't want to sleep. You are traveling everywhere. You are so proud of your power. Just wait. You will sleep on the battlefield. And all the dogs, they will take care of your limbs. They'll massage you." You know, that's how, you know, Varunadev is chastising him. Hiranyaksha tells, please tell me in what form Lord will appear to kill me. He's so proud. You know, he's not even fearful. Varunadev says, "For destroying the wicked people, the Lord appears in many forms like Varaha, Narasimha. I don't know in what particular form he will appear to kill you, but for sure he'll appear." That's how proud people are. They, even though they hear that he is going to be killed, he is thinking, "Who can kill me? Shriya vibhutya abhijanena vidyaya tyagena rupena balena karmana jatsmayenanda dhiya saheshwaran sato avamanyanti hari priyan khala." In 11th canto it is described, there are 8 reasons to be proud in this world. And these proud people, they disrespect all the sages, saintly people, brahmanas and even the Supreme Lord. The people, they are proud of their shriya. Shriya means wealth. Vibhutya, power. Abhijana, high birth. Vidya, education. Tyag. People can be proud of their renunciation also. Rupena, of their beauty. Bala, strength, and karmana, by rituals. And nobody likes a proud person. And Lord appears to destroy the proud of such people. One time, Hari Vilas Prabhu, one of the Prabhupada disciples, he was describing that he was the temple president in one temple. And the devotees, they welcomed Prabhupada. Prabhupada visited that temple and all the devotees, they were in the room. Prabhupada was giving a talk and Hari Vilas Prabhu, he was the temple president. And the temple was really flourishing, full of devotees. So he thought, maybe Prabhupada should know that I am the temple president. So he came little late. The room was already full. He made his way through the devotees and sat right beside Prabhupada down. He thought Prabhupada will acknowledge me. And there was another devotee, Lochanananda Prabhu, he was introducing everyone. And when this Hari Vilas Prabhu sat down, he said, "Prabhupada, he is Hari Vilas Das, he is president of the temple." Prabhupada didn't even look at him. And Hari Vilas Prabhu is thinking, why he didn't look at me? My name was mentioned. Did Prabhupada didn't hear? So maybe he thought, maybe I have done something wrong. He didn't speak. And then this Lochanan Prabhu, he introduced. "And Prabhupada, you know, you can see that devotee sitting at the back, Ghanshyam Prabhu." That time Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, Ghanshyam Prabhu. "He is a very wonderful distributor of your books. He likes to distribute books. And he translates also your books." Prabhupada, he looked at him and said, "Oh, where is he? Please tell him to stand up." So then Hari Vilas Prabhu understood that Prabhupada, he noticed the pride. And the person was sitting at the back, humbly. Prabhupada, he said, please tell him to stand up. So Lord and the devotees, they are always working to destroy the pride of all the living entities, especially his devotees. So then, proud Hiranyakshi, he neglected the warnings of Varunadev. And then he got information from Narad Muni also. Narad Muni is always, you know, catalyzing the pastimes of the Lord. Lord Narad Muni informed, Lord has appeared as Varahadev, you go. So he enters the depths of Garbhoda Koshan and he starts criticizing Varahadev. And he says, O amphibious beast, vana gocharo mriga, you know. So apparently it is a criticism. But the great devotees, they always find something good in even an apparent bad and very, very insulting word. In the fourth canto, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes that there are eight levels of people. There is the ati asadhutam. He will see fault even if there is no fault. The next level is asadhutam. He will take a small fault and he will magnify that fault. Just like Durvasa Muni. He saw a small fault, apparent fault. Oh, Amrish Maharaj drank water without asking me. Third level is asadhutar. He will see faults and he will overlook the good qualities. He will tell faults. He will not describe the good qualities. And the next level is asadhu. He will think, you know what he will say? This person is having all these good qualities. It will not last long. Going to temple and doing chanting. Oh, I know him. He will come back to the previous way. Then on the good side, there is Mahat. Mahat means he will see, he will accept the faults and he will use it for something good. Just like Prabhupada, when he saw a person getting toilet paper and putting in that washroom, although he was drunk, but still Prabhupada said, just see, he likes to serve. Next is Mahattar. He sees good and overlooks the fault. Mahattam, he sees small good and he magnifies it. And Ati Mahattam means he will see good even if there is none. So that's how the great devotees, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in the series of verses, he will describe what are the good ways of interpreting all these apparent insults. So he says, vana gochara means living, a beast living in the forest. But he says, actually, vana gochara has three more meanings. Vana gochara means Narayan, one who sleeps on the water. Second meaning is gochar, he is sought out by great sages. Vana gochar, those who go in the forest, the great sages, they go to forest and find where is Supreme Lord. And one gochara means one can find the Lord only in a secluded, isolated place in the heart. So if somebody wants to approach the Lord, one has to go to a place free of distractions. The demon continued, O ignorant one, how can you take this earth without, you know, being hurt? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, yes, Lord is ignorant because there is nothing for him to be known. He knows everything. So that's how he is ignorant. He says, you are the lowest of the living entities. Suradham. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, he's not Suradham. He is the best of the devatas. So that's how he is glorifying in so many wonderful ways. And very wonderfully, Maitreya Muni describes, the Lord was not so very pleased to hear those insults. He is a person. He was also pained. So some people say, how can Lord experience any emotion? Why Lord will not experience emotion? Oh, Lord should be transcendental to three modes. He is Trigunatita, but still the Lord has emotions. He feels when somebody offers him prayers. He feels when somebody insults him. He feels when he sees the distress of all the living entities. Uddhavaji is describing when Krishna, he saw Duryodhan lying on the battlefield with his thigh broken. He was not so happy to see this. Sakarna dushashana saubalanam kumantrapakena hata shuyayushah suyodhanam sanucharam shayanam bhagnor urvyam nanandapashyan. Nanandapashyan. Krishna was not so happy to see the condition of Duryodhan. So the Lord, he was also not so happy to hear all these insults spoken by Hiranyaksha. So this demon, after criticizing the Lord, he started, you know, roaring in thunder. Are you not ashamed of running away? You are stealing this earth from me? Wait, you have to wait and you have to fight with me. Acharyas did explain why Lord didn't wait. The Lord ran away because he wanted to protect Mother Earth. Because Mother Earth was getting fearful seeing this Hiranyaksha. Just like Lord ran away from Kalayavan. Why Lord ran away? Because he was waiting for, he had to go and receive the letter sent by Rukmini Devi. So Lord, whatever he does only for protecting and giving faith to devotees, to make devotees fearless. So that is how a devotee should always be faithful, that whatever is happening in my life, apparent faults, apparent wrong, apparent problems which are coming in the life of a devotee, the Lord has a plan for us. We have to see a silver lining, even in the dark sky. There is always something which Lord wants to teach us. So the Lord, he lifted Mother Earth out of the Garbhodak Ocean, imparted his own energy and made her float. And then the Lord started speaking. He was very angry. The Lord tolerated all the insults spoken by Hiranyaksha because he wanted to please the devatas and he wanted to give faith and fearlessness to Mother Earth. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Lord could have chastised the demon immediately, but the Lord tolerated him to please the devatas so that they should not be afraid of the demons while discharging their duties. So in the due course of our services, as the Lord is responding, the Lord is doing the service of lifting Mother Earth. When we do some services, our response to a particular situation should be based on the ultimate outcome of the service. Why we are doing a particular service? We should focus on pleasing the Guru and pleasing Krishna. And then our response will be as per their desire. So, Supreme Lord is now speaking. Satyam vayambho vanagocharo mriga. It is true indeed we are creatures of the jungle. But why we have come, you know? Yushmad vidhan mrigaye grama simhan. We are searching after hunting dogs like you. So he is saying, you are like a small dog. You are telling that Grama Simhan. Grama Simha means those who think that they are lions in their houses. You know, ghar mein jo sher bante, you know. So he is thinking, we are coming here to search and hunt for dogs like you, Grama Simhan. And people of the world, they are working for so many things, thinking that I am Grama Simha. But the Lord appears to destroy the position of all these materialists and ultimately to deliver them. So the Lord, he is saying, now you wipe out your tears. You will have to wipe the tears of your relatives also, because after I kill you, then how will you go and wipe out the tears of your relatives? Go and wipe the tears now itself. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives another meaning. He says, I know you have come, you are my real devotee from Vaikuntha Jai Vijay. You have come to fulfill my desire to fight with you. That's why you are so happy. Wipe out your tears of bliss. So that's how the wonderful conversation goes on between Hiranyaksha and Varahadeva, and then the fight starts. And after an intense fight, ultimately, Varahadeva, he just touched Hiranyaksha under his ears and killed him. And Srila Prabhupada describes, anybody being touched by the Lord is purified. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a story when Mahaprabhu is doing Kirtan in Rathyatra, and Prataprudra Maharaj is there, and Harichandan, servant of Prataprudra, he is protecting Prataprudra Maharaj, and Srivas Thakur is coming again and again in between, and he is pushing him away. So he becomes so upset. Srivas Thakur becomes so upset, he turns and he slaps Harichandan. And Harichandan becomes a little angry. Prataprudra Maharaj says, Bhagyavan tumi tumara hastasparsha hoila, amara bhagya nahi tumi kritartha hoila. He says, you are fortunate, you are touched by the devotee of the Lord. I am not so fortunate. He is being slapped and he is saying, Bhagyavan tumi. So anybody being touched by the Lord is purified. So that's how Lord purified Hiranyaksha, delivered him. So that's a wonderful story of the appearance of Varahadeva and deliverance of Hiranyaksha. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you.